That's one of them.
Four young warriors after marriage.
Another. So it's Youth with a Mission. It's a pretty large organization. My wife wants me to tell you this disclaimer first. You don't need to go to YWAM to experience God or hear from God. And there are many other organizations you can join anywhere to do missions trips and whatnot. And even there are opportunities here to serve in your church, okay? So when I'm speaking today, I'm just speaking from my experience of the 4 years that I was with YWAM overseas, three different continents. And just want to share some stuff that's on my heart and on my wife's heart, and just kind of encourage you guys when you make those really important decisions, when you leave high school, what am I going to do? What kind of career do I want to pursue? Do I want to go overseas and whatnot? And so I just want to talk about my journey. I grew up in the Maritimes, and the first thing I said to myself is I want to go to university on the West Coast. So I went to Trinity Western University. Anybody heard of Trinity Western? Yeah, a few people. So I went there with the expectations of becoming a pilot, missionary aviation fellowship, something that matter. And God had different plans for me. I have a bit of a learning disability. School's not very good on me. Always struggled in school. University, same thing. Struggled in university. So I left university and I figured, hey, why not just get a job in the real world? So for $13 an hour, cleaning swimming pools. And seemed cool at first, but then you know what? God was speaking to me and it's like, there's something more to life than, you know, cleaning swimming pools. So a gentleman by the name of Steve had came back from a mission trip overseas. He'd been with YWAM for 4 years. And speaking with Steve, something gravitated towards me, and it was his heart for God. And so we started talking, and he said, you should go into missions. And I'm like, missions? Missions is for those people who need a crutch. You know, missions is for people who can't get a real job. And I had a really negative connotation of missions, seriously. I thought it was just for those people over there in church that are more holy than thou. And so that worked on my heart. And so eventually, I said to myself, not doing well in school, don't know what I want to do with life, let's try it. I got nothing to lose. I got absolutely nothing to lose. So just one thing I want to say to you guys is when you're making a decision in life, I want you to take this word of advice seriously. Finances should not be a reason to make a decision, okay? What I mean by that is, when you're going to a place or God has called you to a place, he's going to provide for all of your needs. And a good example of this is on my full-time pool cleaning job, I had to raise $7,000. And I tell you what, to go to Spain for my missions trip with YWAM. And God brought in every single dollar, just like that, right up to the last minute. And I just want to review a Bible verse with you in regards to that. We'll skip the Bible verse. But what I want to say is when you're making decisions, God is going to be there for you and he's going to guide you. And so YWAM was basically built on the premise of youth going on mission trip in waves to various continents. And this, the founder is Lauren Cunningham. He has a book called Is That You, God? And does anybody have any friends that went on a DTS or a discipleship? Okay. Now, what did they tell you about a DTS? It was great. They had fun. Anything else? They didn't want to come home. Why was that? I think it's with YWAM, it's a sense of community. And so usually it's about 6 months commitment. So the first 3 months is called classroom training. And so the classroom training is all about working on your various spiritual gifts. Does anybody know what spiritual gifts they have? No? Okay. Well, let's go to Romans 12, 6, 8. Slide? Bible verse? No? Okay. We all have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it is encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Romans 12, 6. So, in YWAM, they teach you about spiritual gifts. So my spiritual gifts are leading and encouragement. And so what I want to tell you a story where God took me to a place called Peru. Anybody heard of Peru? Okay, everybody knows Peru is. So Peru is near Bolivia in South America. And so in YWAM, what we normally do is we do outreach ministry through, some people call it dramas with music, choreography, dance. We do worship in public spaces and stuff like that. And being in Spain, does anybody know how many evangelicals would be in Spain on the average? 22%? Actually, it's only 2% of evangelicals in Spain. Spain is a very hard country to do outreach in. Anybody know what the percentage of evangelicals would be in South America? Yeah, pretty close. A lot higher, let's just say that. And so one of the things in Peru is people are just wanting to hear Jesus. And God can use you no matter where you're from, whether you have the gift to speak in public, whether you have the gift to serve. God is going to use you. And so I got put into the situation that I was like 21 at the time, and I got invited to go to a pastor's breakfast meeting. And they said, you're going to speak, and you're going to give a word to these people. And I was like, no, this can't happen. Like, we're talking like 6-12 pastors from these churches, and they're going to come to hear me speak. And I had this fear inside of me that, you know, God can't use me to speak to an older person. That's just not going to happen. And so there's another Bible verse that God spoke to me at that time, right before I spoke to these people, and it says, be strong. This is Joshua 1, 6. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their ancestors, given to them. And paraphrasing 9, be strong and courageous. Again, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's the word I got. So, in faith, I just start praying for these pastors. And, man, did God ever use me to move these pastors? They were crying and weeping afterwards. And I was just a guy that was just listening to God's voice, saying, you just need to lay hands on them and such. Just to rewind a little back. After I had finished my discipleship training school, our outreach was to Morocco and Portugal. Morocco, not a very Christian-friendly country, a predominantly Muslim population, underground church there. So we did a lot of serving, used the gifts of serving. So we served in an orphanage there, and then we helped fix up the locals' houses by painting and stuff like that, and that way. So depending on what country you go to, your approach to serving is going to be different. So God had called me to do language training right afterwards. French, I was like, there are too many verbs to conjugate. Spanish, man, did God ever bless me with Spanish. Anybody here speak Spanish? No? Anybody speak French? Very, very similar. There you go. So anyways, getting back to my story to Peru, God put me through language school for 8 months. And then he sent me to Peru on outreach, and I had to speak to these pastors. So I was laying hands on them, praying for them, and the Holy Spirit was just coming down on these guys, and I was give praise to God for that. So there's one specific story I want to tell you about Peru on the second day I was there. If I can go to a slide. Peru is one of the most poorest countries in South America. And our team went to a place called Lago Titicaca. Or in Quechua, it's called Titicaca. And it's the largest, deepest lake in the Andes on the border of Bolivia and Peru. By volume of water and by surface area, it's the largest lake in South America. And it's also called the highest lake in the world, with a surface elevation of 12,507 feet. Does anybody know where the air gets thin? At what elevation? Like around 10,000 feet. So actually, our team had to acclimatize ourselves. It took us 3 days to acclimatize ourselves to the altitude of this area. They eat a lot of coca leaves. It's a type of caffeine herb that they eat. And so we got invited to go do a outreach program with a church there. And so what you see here on Lago Titicaca is what's called floating islands. Has anybody heard of the floating islands of Titicaca? Yes, what do you know about them? So it's really cool. So they take long grass, they weave it all together, and I tell you, the grass, they weave it together and they stack it on top of each other, and it's about as high as these chairs. And they build maybe 200 square feet of it. And then they put their houses on top. And then here's another interesting thing about Lago Titicaca. See these boats here? Anybody else know where else in the world you would see those boats? Besides Peru? Egypt. So somehow a tradition of boat making just using reeds and grass has been passed on to the people of Peru all the way from Egypt. Just mind-blowing stuff. So anyways, can I go to the next slide? So that's the lake from above where we went to church. And so if you guys do missions, you're going to be together a group of maybe 18, 25 people. You're going to have people in your group from various background languages. Some people will speak the native language, others people won't, but God will still use you. So on this particular day, we went to a church. Can we go to the next slide? This is a church there in Peru. Somebody describe that church to me. Unfinished. What else do you see?
Bricks.
Bricks and mortar. Any other observations? Yeah, that's pretty typical construction of South America and Morocco. They just keep building upward. Yeah. What's that? It looks like it's got a creepy basement. I don't know. Maybe go to the next slide. So this is the congregation. Or actually, this is the local school. So they heard that a bunch of international students are coming. Or international people are coming. All right. Secondly, we did a program, kind of like a vacation Bible school. Pretty easy. We do a bunch of dramas for kids, do some games and whatnot. And then the locals did a food kitchen and whatnot. Next slide. As you can see there, kids are waiting for food. And so we're about to start this program. And I'm leading this group of people, of international students. And God prompted me, spoke clearly into me. Has that ever happened to anybody at all? Yeah? And we talk about in YOM a lot about hearing God's voice and practicing hearing his voice. And God can speak to us through his word. through our thoughts, through situation, and many other circumstances. And so, in this circumstance, God said to me, Greg, that $40 US that you have in your pocket right now, you need to give to the pastor right now. And then I was fighting with God. I said, God, $40 US is what I was going to do to buy souvenirs. Okay? It's not going to happen. I need that money for souvenirs, right? And God says, no, Greg, you have to give $40 US to the pastor right now. Do it. And it was just an incredible thing. So anyways, I went to the pastor and I gave him $40. I said, I have no idea why I'm supposed to give you $40. God just said, I'll give you $40. And this pastor, a man of faith, him and his congregation had a loan with the bank that they had to pay by 4 o'clock that day. And this was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you know what the amount that they needed for that loan? $40. Just sends chills down my spine today. So what I want to say from that is God can use you. He can use your gifts of serving, whether that's through financial contributions or sweat equity, like I like to say. Does anybody know what sweat equity is? Work. There. Yeah. Physical work. He can use you. And what I want to encourage you guys today is you just have to listen to what he has to say and just obey what he has to say, and he will bless you beyond your means. So my $40 was nothing compared to what $40 was for this pastor and his congregation. And if you go to the next slide, this is just a man of gratitude and whatnot. What am I doing for time? We'll just go off my notes. We'll deal with those anymore. But so later on in life, a few months later, I met my wife, Cynthia. My wife is from Chile, and we actually met together in Santiago, Chile, a few years ago. And we immigrated to Canada, and our hearts right now is to mentor and disciple youth and help develop their skill sets in regards to their spiritual gifts and such. And so if you guys have questions about your spiritual gifts, or want to explore what those are, I'm sure myself, Chris, or Corrine, or anybody else here, we can work on something like that in the near future. I don't really have much more to say. That I just want to encourage you guys just to pray about your decisions that you're going to make in life in regards to what you're going to do after high school. And just realize that you can serve God no matter what kind of background you come from, what kind of situation you're in. God can use you as long as you do what he asks you to do. That's all I had prepared. But I also want to leave it open to any questions in regards to missions in general. YWAM is a great organization, but you know, there are places like Cape and Ray. The Alliance has missions as well, too. Does anybody have any questions about missions? You can fire away. There's... So, I'm glad you asked that, because you reminded me of a point I was going to bring up. So, YWAM is pretty much in every country. And they pretty much do every special sport or outdoor adventure. So, for example, if you're into snowboarding, there's a six-month program for snowboarding. If you're into skateboarding, you're into that. If you guys are want to do a once called a travel the world in 60 days. You can do that as well, too. It starts off in New Zealand. And part of the ground training beforehand is they drop you off in an unknown location, New Zealand, and you have to live by the Holy Spirit to provide for you for a full week. It's some pretty cool, intense stuff, and a lot of great stories come out of that, how God just provides for your needs and stuff. I've been in Portugal, Spain, Morocco, Venezuela, Chile, Argentina, a few others. Every region has its specialty and whatnot. If you guys are into music and want to, like the worship team, if you wanted to do something with worship, there's definitely DTSs for worship and stuff like that. That possibilities are limitless, to be honest with you. Any other questions? Do I know ahead of time? Anybody thinking about going into missions? Yes? Where would you like to go?
Thailand.
Excellent. Awesome. And what gravitates you towards Thailand? Awesome. That's great. Anybody else? Is there any country that anybody wants to go and visit? Yes? Oh, and why is that? Fair enough. That's a legitimate thing. Boomerangs. All the power to you. Maybe I just want to talk a little bit more about hearing God's voice. How do you guys feel about hearing God's voice? Do you guys hear him in your life right now? And how does he speak to you?
I think it's kind of just simple stuff. It's like you don't really notice it's him until kind of all of a sudden you realize how your life path has changed and you're like, oh.
Yes.
I think that was God. You don't kind of realize it until after everything's changed. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. I was originally planning to go to YWAM and I was about to apply for YWAM Freeburg in Germany, and then I ended up Bible school there.
Fair
and
enough.
I remember saying to myself, like, there's no way I'm doing anything where I don't leave the country after school. And then now I'm not leaving the country. So I'm looking back, I'm like, oh. Hi, God.
Do you make fun of
me? That's awesome. It's a powerful thing when God speaks to you. I got another instant where God spoke to me. So in YWAM, we practically hearing God's voice. And so I was at a youth conference this one time, and we had just finished, like, so in YWAM, we do 3 weeks of classroom training, and of course, we had to practice hearing God's voice, and so I had a free lunch hour, and I was like, God, use me. And I just want to hit home again to this. God can use you at any time. It doesn't matter if you speak the language or not. And I said, okay, God, I'm available for 20 minutes. What could you use me for? And he says, and then we're at this conference outside in a ball field. He says, I want you to walk down this path, and you're going to find somebody you need to talk to. And I'm like, God, I don't even speak Spanish at this point in time. Don't speak any other language than English. But sure, I'll do it. So I'm walking down this path, and I get to the very end, and there's this tree. And I'm like, okay, there's a tree, and there's nobody here. Ha! I'm like, that wasn't right. I wasn't supposed to go there. And as soon as I said that, somebody came out from behind the tree. It was a girl. And she had been praying. She spoke German. She had been praying at that moment. And God to God and crying out to God. Because the conference had really touched her heart about giving her life over. And she said, God, if you exist, you will send somebody to come and talk to me about existence and confirm to me. She just prayed the simple prayer behind a tree, and here comes Greg Brown walking along, like, not, you know, it's like, oh, And in that moment, we spoke, and it was just amazing. Like, this girl who was doubting her faith had her faith confirmed that God was listening to her. And all I want to say is, just out of obedience to listen to God's voice, another person was led to Christ. So I know it was a bit all over the map here, but I just want to encourage you guys to just pray. We can take time to pray now if we want. Anybody here that's in grade 11, grade 12? Okay. Do you mind if I pray with you guys? I'll get you guys to come up here. And right on. All right. Father God, we just come before you now, and we just say thank you so much, Lord, for these individuals who are making some life changes right now, Lord Jesus. They're about to make some decisions, embark on a new journey, Lord Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord, that you would just fill them with your Holy Spirit, and that you would guide them in the coming months and the coming year to come. And Lord, would you just speak to them whether they should take a year to dedicate to you, Lord, to serve abroad, or whether that's to go into college or university, Lord. But we just pray blessing upon their lives, and Lord, that you would continue to be the center of their focus, Lord Jesus. In your name. Thank you guys for your time. It was really a pleasure. My wife and I are always in this corner with kids, and feel free to come and talk to us if you want to talk about spiritual gifts or mentorship or discipleship. We'll definitely point you in the right direction and whatnot. And come by and say hi.
Thanks, Greg.